So, this evening, we are gathered in Puebla, Mexico. South of this is the very place I crossed 35,000 years ago that was once a swamp. And I and all Lemurian pilgrims crossed that landmass to Onai, a fabled continent of beauty. And indeed it was fabled. And here history has come alive in the memory of this talk this night. We went there. So of those days that I knew, I would never have wanted days that were boring and peaceful. I would want days of dynamicness that challenged me to speak truth, that challenged me to make the right decision. And the right decision is the one that is forward-thinking. To make a decision that placates the past binds us to the history of the past and makes us a man or a woman subject to our carnal desires, to our religious beliefs. Done with. We want adversity that challenges us to make a decision that we absolutely, under duress, belong to the future. And when we do, that door appears. And we walk through that door and we are no more in this time. We belong to the future. We are frequency specific. I find that sitting on a patio of a huge station and watching the aurora borealis of a telstar is much more dynamic than going to Club Med and getting drugged out of your brain so you have no logic, so that you give your body, your precious life away to indiscreet lovers. You might as well be at 8 again. Instead of a being who can watch the formation of planets out of a wormhole and dine with extraordinary beings. And no, we have evolved beyond the station of our emotions, and so be that. So you are part now of a school that is so dynamic, it's so great, that coming here was a choice. That when the channel spoke in Mexico City to 2,000 people, you are the ones who heard the call and came, and they will come back and place her in a huge place of 10,000, and she will talk to them in 10,000 audiences, and Mexico will never be the same. And suddenly, the peasants will know how to create reality and will move and manipulate reality above the station of their poverty. Good for them. Giving people money doesn't solve the problem. Giving them knowledge gives them a future. So, this little place, what am I to say about you? Complain about the showers, complaining about your bed. You know, in the great school of the Pacific Northwest, you sleep on the floor. Because the whole image is done away with, and the focus of the great knowledge is all that is important. So what are you doing here? Complaining about the lodgings, when you understand a Herculean effort it took to bring us here, and you're complaining about a shower? Don't you ever do that again. The greatest students of antiquity, a father would dedicate his son, and at the proper age, his son would leave with provisions, and he would have to go by himself through continents to find his master hidden in the mountains, through deserts, through cities, and highwaymen, and cheap people, and opportunistic people. All of the things that in his experience and in his journey, he would never be because he's experienced them. And into jungles to where he is the prime table delight of all predators. And making his way through hardship, unbelievable suffering, to find his master who calls for him. If you make it to me, you are worthy to be studied. You are worthy to learn. If you don't make that, we'll see you in another lifetime. So what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Your shower? Where you sleep isn't adequate? How would you like to be stalked by a tiger? Is that more thrilling? I can arrange it. I really can. So wherever you and I meet, I don't think that you should complain, but that we are together again, and that it's knowledge that takes us to the future. And I don't care, bring your bedroll, your foodstuffs, your water, and put it down wherever I am. Wouldn't that be worth it? Tell me you agree. You do that, doesn't matter. It's the mind that matters, it's not the body. And we master that, and we're into the mind, doesn't matter where I caught. You can go into the greatest desert, I promise you will not be thirsty. I promise you will not be burnt by the sun. Lay your bedroll down, let's learn about you. That sweet and remarkable mystery that is God within you. You do that, you come and see me. So, don't spoil this once in a lifetime opportunity by complaining about your lodgings. Don't you ever do that again. Ever. It does not speak to what is important to you. What is important to you doesn't really matter how you lay your head down. What is important to you is what you put between your ears. Yes? Turn to your partner and tell them that straight away. You may begin. So, the promoter who brought your channel down, the room was maxed out at 2,000 with 500 more people trying to get in, and they couldn't get in. Now he's renting a stadium that holds 10,000. And he says he will fill it. Don't you think she can address such an audience of 10,000 people and liberate them by the end of the evening in short order? So when you and I meet again down here, if that is so elected, can you imagine this room with about 400 more people in it? And so, of course then, 400 more people and a lot more people is the most beautiful place that has been found by your beloved coordinators. And so if what we want is a hall, I don't care. And they can throw you a burger, pick it up and eat it and say thank you. We don't care where you sleep, you come to the hall. We're just into learning. We're not into a resort. How many of you understand that? So do that. So imagine what you have learned here. Everybody starts getting it, and it's a contagion. Isn't it great? And you look at people, no, we don't go there. That is a wonderful human being. Never speak of that, because you reveal yourself. How about, no, feel guilty of nothing. That's control of a church and religion. Love God. It's who you are. And you can do anything. Yeah. So now, you can handle this audience getting bigger. Yes or no? How many of you have family and friends you'd like to bring to the next event, by the way? Raise your hands. So, now that you do that, I'm going to send them a wonderment. So be that. So be it. And by the way, the news media and only the media accounts is enchanted with your channel, and you should say, goody. Because she's going to speak on your behalf and everyone's behalf. She gets down to business. We want that. And you know, you never have to wonder about any problem with a set. It'll never happen. Not in this frequency. This frequency is to give the option, a different option to you. I have people here. I have women here who don't like my option because they got what they got by working really hard to be a body instead of a mind. They don't like that at all. I want them to love that they are more than the sum total of their physical parts, because one day they're going to die. And it's at that moment they wish they could remember. That is true. But imagine the contagion of this. And I want you from here on out, and I want you to know something. I know you. I have looked into your soul. How many of you got that look this evening? I have looked into your soul. Don't you ever be ashamed of me, because I have taken you beyond a place you would never have gone to. And you be proud of what you learned here. And you look at people who denounce you, and you look at them and go, oh my God, I'm just listening to my past personality. Enough of that. I'm going to go do a neighborhood walk. And I want you to know that the rump of people, and then people will say, well, you are brainwashing. Go, it's about time. Yes, I've gotten over guilt and shame. I don't have that anymore. And I don't think that God is Jehovah. I think it's inside of me. Deal with it. Cool. And they go, ah. And you go, The Rhamta people are considered by the greatest scientists who came and studied this school, the greatest professors in the greatest colleges on the continent and in England said, every one of them said, oh my God, this is the greatest school, the greatest laboratory of human consciousness and thought they had ever seen. They never had that in the university. And furthermore, when I made them turn to the neighbor and tell them what they learned, they said, as a professor, I know how to go back to my class and teach my class. And they went back and they taught whatever, from classical physics to quantum physics to religion to psychology to history. And they stopped and said universally, now turn to your neighbor and tell him what you just learned. And they said, like magic. All of these young people looked at me with their jaws open, and I said, do it, do it. And they went, well, what is your name again? I've learned this and this and this. And it became such a huge success that everyone wanted to come to the class because there was interaction of what they had learned. And in case the professor, which can be dowdy at times, hadn't got it, some sharp student sitting next to you did get it, and there was this great interaction. And the only complaint from the professors after studying around the school was that the first time I asked them to turn to my partner, I could never teach the rest of the class because they were busy exchanging and talking and sharing and then applauded me and I hadn't said anything at the end of the class. And that, you can imagine, to every great university had a representative to come and study the people, and they were blown away. I mean, they were asked to do field work. Can you imagine a professor of astrophysics doing field work? And how about a person of history who hadn't quite got beyond the bones of Neanderthal doing sending and receiving? This isn't going to count, is it? And of course, I always said, it always counts whatever you do. And so these people came and they said, on a scholastic level, on an astrophysics level, you just started. I mean, there are people from NASA who are quiet masters in the school who go, right on. I mean, we got a God that is going to peel back the curtain and said, come on, come on. Here's the physics of how you do it. And they are for the school in American culture. Now, what do the American corporations think about the school? Well, they can't say it's a fraud anymore because science proved it isn't. So they just ignore us. Yeah. Except that we were in Times Square at New Year's. The power is in you. Beautiful. You know, the greatest moment in New Year's in New York is on 47th and Broadway. And I always told my audience I was going to be on Broadway and millions would see me. And they tried to figure out how that would be possible. The channel says, I'm not going to do a Broadway show for the next 10 years. Will not do it. And yet, on Astrovision, here she is. She created the ad with my pictures that said, create your year, change the world. The power is in you. Become a remarkable life. And it played for all those days, including New Year's, and everyone, millions, saw this picture that said, the power is in you. Sure. When people see this face again, they go, oh. The power is in me. Oh, what was it? A remarkable life? Yeah. I'm a remarkable life, I think. We set the precedence. So the world is about to discover your teacher. And what will the message be? Not about the teacher. The teacher is just another being that came here and had an extraordinary life, which indeed I did. And at the end of that, I'm never trapped by my emotions like you are and are invited to be trapped by. I never was that. And in the end, learned a great and remarkable knowledge about God. So refreshing, because it's about all of us, of course. And that in the end, and that this message springs, it's not about the new American guru. No, baby. It's about you. You are the new world guru. Your world is everything. And to wake you up to the potential in your brain, to the potential as observers in the quantum field of possibilities, all you need is knowledge. Why do students come from all those countries to their required class in Yale, Washington? Because they're coming, billionaires, people who are poor, doesn't matter. They come, they lay their belongings on the floor. Not one person complains that they're at the quintessential school of the mind. And they come here and they relearn and recommit themselves, not as human beings, but as God's creating reality. And when their event is over, they go back to the world, and lo and behold, here is the future coming at them, and they are all in their turn managing the future without the emotions of the past. We eliminated it. They are going forward going, okay, all right, I'm going to do this. I don't know how in the hell I'm going to do it, but tomorrow morning I will be closer to solving the riddle than I am today. And so they come to school, they go back on the world, and they create magnificent lives. This is not a religion. Moreover, it's not a guru that says, come and worship me. Why would I want you to do that? Why would I go through all this trouble? I mean, the little that you could offer me, what is that? I already know your problem. I don't think that, well, that's another story. Indeed. So they come back. And here's the new teaching. Here's the glorious field. Here's the discipline. You can do this! And they're going, thank you, Rhonda. I needed to hear that this morning. Grid the sky. All right, it's gridded. What do you want? Everything. All right, you only get what you know. All right, here you go. And at the end of the event, you go back to your world and it starts happening. You go, oh my God. All right. All right, what do I do? All right. Am I to take advantage of this opportunity? And all my family goes, how dare you do this? How dare you be independent? How dare you say that? And you go, right, I'll take it. That's the past and this is the future. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I belong to the future. I absolutely do. Show me that. All right. And you go through the door and they go, all right, you're going to do this. All right, I've done this. Another door opens. Should I take it? Absolutely. Let's get through that one and go. And pretty soon, oh my God, you got your eyesight back. Your hearing works. Your knees are workable. Your body's looking pretty trim and sharp these days because you're an executive. And so, you're out in the world, and you do it, you're making changes, and people say, where did you learn this from? And you look at it and go, not from church. I have this extraordinary teacher, not a guru. Gives me this extraordinary knowledge, but not just knowledge. I mean, whoops. Get out there and do it. Embarrasses me if I try to quit. Right in front of everybody, God and everybody. And then I do it. And I went, oh, God. And he goes, yes. So, you know, I just started doing it in my life, you know. I create my day. I move to a neighborhood. What's a neighborhood? That's another lunch. Take it for granted I changed. And I changed neurologically. What is neurologically? I can't believe I was ever that stupid. Wow. And I created this, and I was said, don't expect with emotions. Oh, you don't feel it? Is you're not feeling it's true? No, feeling it sucks. Feeling it is so yesterday. If we feel anything, it's what we did yesterday, and that's how we, we were all addicted. And they're going, we were addicts? Who told you that? Well, just assume for emotion that we're chasing romance. We don't really care who we snare as long as they produce romance. Right, 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 right. So Mr. and Mrs. Wonderful, we really don't care what they look like as long as they make us feel like we're in love. You're so right on. I know. Anyway, I don't do that anymore. I don't choose people, places, things, times, and events because I feel it's right. Because the original person that gave me that feeling is not around anymore. And I'm finding substitutes for them. Don't do that anymore. So I create reality strictly with my intelligence. And they go, you do? What do you know? Lots. Really? I think this is going to require another time that we talk about that. You go, listen to me. I learned that I create reality, not on how I feel, because how I feel is utterly based upon the experience that I had, and they were so yesterday. I mean, you know, the reason my relationships didn't work out is I kept trying to make them be this person that originally I felt these feelings for. Mm-hmm. And they would go, really? Yes. Well, not everyone can be this person. It was what I felt. I felt them with them. So I try to make people come in my life that fit them. I don't care their name. I don't care what they look like. As long as they make me feel like them. Really? This is huge. It's really huge. It is indeed. It's huge. So, basically, I kept trying to make a future out of a past. And feelings, emotions, led me in that direction. No wonder I've screwed up all my life. I mean, I just picked the wrong people, the wrong places, the wrong times, the wrong events. Did it all because I have evolved beyond that. I mean, I could never be 16 years old again. And yet I have approached all of my life with a 16-year-old feeling, even when I'm 50. No one can ever be my 16-year-old lover. I can never be prom queen again. I can never be the football star again. But what I can be is what I've never been. As superstar without emotion. So I approach the future, not with the feelings of the past, but with the confidence that whatever I create out there, I'm going to experience, I have new feelings. There's a new experience in the tomorrow. And people go, that just totally blew my mind. And you go, speaking of mine, oh, that's another time. So, school is about coming back to your teacher. And do I have an agenda for you? You know, you're going to see all these people and they got to do what they're supposed to do. But you know, you do them. You do them. Because you're not the master of the field. You're not the master of the cards. Not the master of sending and receiving. Just aren't. And you just say, I'm going to do this because you know what? I never got the teaching that I should be present with what I'm doing. I felt insecure. Maybe if I'm present, I'll be the master of this. And how does that transpose into life? Beautifully. Beautifully. You come to school and you go back, catch those big silver birds out of here. Go back in your life and go, all right, bring it on. I'm going to create reality. I'm doing something wonderful out there, and you do it. People, places, things, times, and events. It's the new you.